Hello everyone, let's welcome our next speaker, Dmitry and Michal, who will be talking about finding backdoors using fuzzing. It's your turn.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm Michal Marcosi. I'm a researcher at University of Paris-Saclay in France. And so, yeah, it's my very great pleasure to be here in FOSDEM to tell you about our tool, ROSA, which you can actually find on GitHub and which is about finding backdoors with fuzzing. So this is a joint work with Emilia, Stefano, who's just there, and Dimitri, which was the main developer of ROSA. And so, yeah, I will actually start the talk by giving you a general overview about what ROSA is about. And then I will leave the floor to Dimitri. We will give you more technical details, make a demo of the tool, and talk about the performance of the tool. So let's start by actually presenting you what we mean by backdoors and fuzzing. So what is a backdoor? When we've started this work, we saw that it was, yeah, we had a simple definition of it. But actually, as we started digging, we realized that people could mean really a lot of different things, because they can be backdoors in many parts of IT systems. So for example, it can be like a server which has been weakly configured on purpose, so that people who are aware of that can use it to get access to the server. It can be like you have a machine learning model which is used to authenticate people, and some guys have poisoned the training data so that they will always be authenticated. And yeah, it can happen. It can be also like in cryptography, some mathematical flaws that had been planted in the algorithm itself, in the math of the algorithm, so that if you are aware of this flow, you can actually decipher more or less everything that is encrypted with this this algorithm. And there are other kind of backdoors in the IT stack. But in our work, we focus on what we call code-level backdoors. So the idea is that you have like a hidden access which is hard-coded in the program code. So the idea is that you have to